USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The impact of the Suez Canal blockage will be felt for months to come. Captain Andrew Kinsey warned CNBC viewers on Monday.
The fascinating thing about this is that the container ships carry manufactured goods, but they also carry pieces of manufactured goods. Microchips right now in car production is one of the key things that we've seen a global shortage of. That's impacting everything from video games to cars.
The Ever Given, the 220,000-ton megaship that blocked the Suez Canal for nearly 6 days, was freed on Monday. Although green energy technology is nowhere close to supplying America's energy needs completely, the Biden administration announced on Monday it will increase offshore wind farms on all three coasts in the United States. The U.S. Department of Interior, Energy, Commerce, and Transportation will spearhead the effort, announce new leasing, funding, and development goals to accelerate and deploy offshore wind farms. USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm calling to schedule a shipment.
Indeed knows unexpected employee turnover can turn your business upside down.
Must pick up is at 7? Team, we gotta hustle.
Like at Sumita's online chai company, to avoid back orders, she needs to get started hiring right away.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. And the moment you sponsor a job on Indeed, you get a short list of quality candidates from our resume database. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get a $75 credit for your first sponsored job post. Terms and conditions apply.
Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
When I first switched over, because I stopped taking the other supplements I was taking and switched over all the way to Balance of Nature, I really noticed a huge difference. It was amazing. Like better sleep, better attention, better energy. It was just really, really great.
Balance of Nature is now offering 35% off on any new preferred order. Go to balanceofnature.com today and use discount code USA.
President Trump slammed Anthony Fauci and Deborah Birx on Monday, accusing the infectious disease experts of trying to reinvent history after appearing on a news network. In a statement, Trump accused both of his former colleagues of being self-promoters. March Madness in men's college basketball continues. Let's get an update with Dan Araki from the Ohio USA Radio News Bureau.
Two teams ended long Final Four droughts Monday night. Houston won the Midwest region by holding off Cinderella Oregon State 67-61. It's their first trip to the Final Four since 1984 and the days of Phi Slamma Jamma. In the South Regional Final, top-seeded Baylor ran out to an early lead and held off Arkansas's comeback attempts for the 81-72 win. The Bears will make their first Final Four trip since 1950. Those two teams will face off in one national semifinal on Saturday. The other will be determined Tuesday as number one overall seed Gonzaga takes on USC in the West Regional Final. And Michigan does battle with UCLA in the East Final.
Thanks for listening. We are USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing. It's not a disease of aging. Neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book. It's All in Your Head. It goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
With all the rains over the weekend in Tennessee, the first NASCAR dirt race at Bristol Motor Speedway was bumped back to Monday. Joey Logano holds off Ricky Stenhouse Jr. and Denny Hamlin in an overtime restart win in the inaugural dirt race at Bristol Motor Speedway. Ricky had to settle for second place.
Our Kroger Camaro was really good on the long run. Needed a little bit more NOS energy drink for the restarts. I just couldn't get going. Couldn't get the turn in the race car that we needed, but we made a ton of adjustments, and we kind of went back and forth overnight of what we were going to do. Larson and I came out and hung with the track crew. Steve Swift and the boys did a great job of, you know, getting this thing raceable today with all the rain and all the challenges that they had. But, man, we had a blast. Obviously, the start of the race, I was terrible with green racetrack and, you know, a little bit moisture in it, but as it blew off, we kind of got back to where we were in practice and felt really good with it. So a good way to go into the off week. I'm going to go run my sprint car with my dad this weekend. Hope everybody has a good Easter and go get some NOS energy drink at Kroger.
Next weekend, NASCAR heads down to Virginia for the Blue Emu Maximum Pain Relief 500 in Martinsville. The 2021 Major League Baseball season gets underway Thursday. Tuesday, we'll have 7 spring training games starting at 12:05 p.m. Eastern as the Pirates and Twins go at it. There will be a late game Tuesday night out west. SoCal rivals Angels and Dodgers are set to get at it at 9:10 p.m. Eastern. Thanks for listening. We are USA Radio News. I'm Lance Pry.